This is Dr. Mejia, the champ for patient Liz Diaz, medical record 408-917-9979. Referring physician, Dr. Francis Cruz Pacheco. Referring physician, procedure perform AGD and colonoscopy. Secondary procedures, biopsies. Date of the procedure, March 30th, 2022. Indications, anemia, melena, post-op diagnosis, in pressure 1, esophagitis, LA class B. Number 2, otherwise normal AGD. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, rectal sigmoid colon polyp. Number 5, otherwise normal colonoscopy paragraph. Deform insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy. Complications, non-immediately medication, aspirin, motor anesthesia, care, paragraph. Upper procedure, aspirin, double template, paragraph findings, oropharynx appear normal, paragraph esophagus. There's erythema erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with LA class B esophagitis, paragraph. Stomach, there's mild diffuse erythema in the antrum and body biopsy taken right H. pylori, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, appear normal, biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, peer in the rectus, sigmoid colon, there's a diminished polyp, 2 to 3 millimeters, pale, removed by co-biopsy, polypectomy, paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descent in colon appeared normal, paragraph, semiflexia appeared normal, paragraph, transcolon hepatoflexia appeared normal, paragraph, ascending colon cecum appeared normal, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anterior fluid measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, start protonic, solemn brigand daily, next number, high fiber, next number 5, supplementation, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, next number, we'll consider capsule endoscopy for evaluation of anemia.